when you're driving Uber after 10 p.m., it's a matter of time until some stupid motherfucker gets into your car. It's impossible. It's impossible for you not to have at least one that's up late at night, and whether it's coming home from a bar, from a strip club, whatever, you're gonna run into one fucking idiot. So I pick up this dude right away from New York, Manhattan. I'm from the East Coast. I'm good job. Great. Shut the fuck up. Sit the fuck down. People from East Coast, specifically New York, love to say that they're from New York. I really give less than a shit. Good job. You're paying $5,000 for a one bedroom, rat infested place that nobody is nice and the fucking streets smell like piss. That's awesome. You have no trees, you're all depressed and pissed off, and you'll have two jobs. Anyway, arrogant, loudmouth, obnoxious, just fucking weirdo, okay? He gets in the car, he's like, "Go Eagles!" Starts fucking, you know, he's a Eagles fan. So he was watching a game, so I could smell the alcohol on his breath. He gets in the car, and we're going far northwest Las Vegas, where he has his Airbnb. And then he wants me to bring him back to the strip club, Spearmint Rhino. And I'm like, fuck, why is it always the ones that's going long distance ask favors, or hey, can you stop by at a bank, can you stop by at a food place? I just fucking hate it. I'm like, my goal is for you to get the hell out of my car as soon as possible. I don't want your energy next to me. I don't want you behind me. I don't want you near me 10 feet. Within the first 2-3 seconds, I either like you or don't like you. And now this motherfucker wants me to bring him back to a strip club, and on the way back he wants me to stop by at a bank. So he's like, "I'll give you $40, man. No problem, blah, blah, blah." I'm like, "Oh, great, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate you." As we're driving and driving and driving, he's slowly sobering up. So all of a sudden, instead of a $40 tip that he promised, like, "Man, yeah, thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. Yeah, man, just... if you can just find the bank on the way back, I'll be greatly appreciative, man. I'll give you a 20% tip." In my head, I was like, whoa, that changed quick. It went from $40. I guess he sobered up and now he's realizing what a mistake he made. Now it became 20%, which is probably like $10, probably not even $8, something like that. Still didn't say anything. I was like, whatever, dude. I just want this motherfucker out of my car. We go to his place. He goes, I'll be quick. I'll be 3 minutes. Don't go. Please don't leave me. I was like, okay. He goes to the house. Takes like 5-7 minutes to come out. Comes out full of cologne. I'm almost choking. He put so much cologne on. He changed his shirt, whatever. Probably even took a shower. Gets in my car. I already found the Bank of America, so we're going to Bank of America on the way. That Bank of America was not accessible, so we went to another Bank of America. Finally, he got his money, and then now we're driving, and he's just bragging about everything. He's looking for coke, and you know, he keeps telling me what a great guy I am. Just very, very loud talking, obnoxious. Just, I swear, I mean, there's no way I can even describe this guy. So I'm like, "So, man, you planning to stay up all night?" "No, man, if I find blow, maybe, you know, this, that." I was like, "Oh, okay, so you're going to a titty club?" "Yeah, I'm gonna go home, you know, I'm gonna go and get some titties shoved in my face, and then I'm gonna," like, one of those just... one of those high-five bros, you know? Just character and a half. Anyway, by the time we get back to a strip club, he gets out first. By the way, while he was talking to me, he ignored me a couple of times when I asked him a question. That was another arrogant thing. Like, I fucking hate that. When I ask a question, sometimes they're looking at their phones and they don't say anything back. That, like, that's fucking rude as fuck. You know, that's like so arrogant that you're above me. That's what you're indirectly telling me. So then when they ask me a question, I ignore them. And then they realize what the fuck they've done, you know? Anyway, so I bring him back. He gets out of my car. And first thing he says to the bouncer, I told you I'll be back. I told you. He starts yelling. He gets out. Guys, he tips me $6.40-something from a $40 that he promised me. So fuck these motherfucking idiots. They're a dime a dozen. If in life you come into a situation where you're questioning yourself, whether somebody did gaslighting or whatever the fuck, you know, if you come across an asshole and you start questioning yourself, no, don't question yourself. There's a lot of asshole piece of shit people on this planet, and you're only gonna realize that when you drive Uber, because it's nothing but pure sample data of information, and you get to be a good judge of character once you do this job.